Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all, and welcome to Grown Folks Talking. I am Deacon Boss, and we are here Tuesday, 6 p.m. Pacific time, as we are always. And joining me tonight is the beautiful Miss K. What's going on, Miss K?
What's crackalackin', Deacon Boss? How you doing? Excited to be on the show tonight. We gonna tear it up.
I know that. We gonna tear it up tonight. Right now, we have Diva. What's going on, Diva?
Y'all know not too much. Ready for the show. Been promoting it all day. Ready to ask my questions. I got a list. Can we get started? What's happening, Diva?
I am ready.
Oh yeah. We still gotta wait for our guests to call in. As soon as they call in, we'll get them on the line. But with that, we can go to what's on your mind. And I won't start with Miss K because we already picked Miss K on this one. So we're going to start with Diva.
Oh, you start with me?
Yes, ma'am.
The only thing on my mind, y'all, is this show. I know there's a lot of things going on in the world with the everything is going on, but this show has consumed me. I am so ready for this show. I don't even know. I'm so excited. I got 1,000 questions, 1,000 things I want to say. I don't know. How are y'all thinking about anything else today? Let me know.
Oh, man. The show's been on my mind, too, because I have a few questions, too. But I really want everybody to listen because I want everybody to know because some people think, I was reading in some places, there are some people, mostly men, who think that this is a fake phenomenon. It's smaller than what people think it is.
Well, I will say this. The gentlemen that are coming on the show this evening are actually openly gay, so they're going to tell us their experiences with the DL men. But I do want to put a little disclaimer out there that we're not here to, like, bash anybody and throw people out there under the bus. I had to give them the heads up on that. You know, we just really want to bring awareness to the lifestyle and, you know, help people who are living that way feel comfortable enough to, you know, step out of the closet.
I feel
Okay. See, then there was some sort of miscommunication amongst us four because I was under the impression we were interviewing people that were that were actually down low, not openly out gay or whatever the case may be. I thought we was really down because I got my questions for the secret, the true secret keepers.
Okay, well, that's the one who wouldn't. I was working on that, Diva. And you were like, I ain't coming on that shit.
We got this call in the studio.
What's up,
Big Trav?
Hey, Trav.
Not much, trying to get this show on and off the air, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, and I'm trying to figure out myself. I wonder why your guest didn't want to come on tonight, Miss K.
You know, you don't have to talk about that right now. We don't have to thought they may be listening in, so, you know, we don't have to really go into that at the moment. But, however, I think it still be a
pretty, very, very good show because they experience this all the time. So this is who helped me understand, you know, the lifestyle and how to recognize, you know, when somebody is, you know, in that lifestyle. So I think it'll be very informative and it will help us, you know, bring awareness to a lifestyle that people don't know a whole lot about. So,
and I just want to throw my disclaimer out. Y'all know I'm not no basher. Y'all already know where I stand as far as your choices. That's your choices. But if it's something I don't agree with, trust and believe I'm going to put it out there like that. I don't agree with it. If you're feeling hurt, my bad. I'm out.
Absolutely.
I mean, everything I'm not rolling with. Everything is not okay. And if you perceive it as a bash, that's on you. That's not what we're here to do, but I'm just letting you know.
Exactly.
I don't know how it's going to come across.
Exactly.
So, I'm not even apologizing for that. I'm just letting y'all know I'm going to be the diva all day long.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
And I would say I agree with that 110%.
Let's make that clear.
That's my disclaimer, too.
I don't think it's a disclaimer. I just think that's what it is. I mean, if it's a disclaimer,
it absolutely
is. We ain't trying to, you know, we ain't trying to bash anybody. We ain't trying to, we are not trying to come across fake either. We're going to say what's on our mind, and we're going to get it out there. And what we say is what we say. If your feelings is hurt, then shit, you should listen to the show. If anybody's been listening the last 4 years, they know we always going to say what's on our mind. Right?
Right. Absolutely.
I want it to be known because I don't want people to think that because we're trying to get guests on this show that we're going to be sugarcoating things. If there's things we don't agree with, we're going to say it. We're grown folks talking for a reason. We lasted this long for a reason because we keep it real and we speak how we feel and we stick by what we believe in. So that's the route it's going to go. So if we got some squeamish people, then this might not be the show.
Yeah, take your squeamish ass on.
You got to roll on. Get your biscuit batter and roll out.
And Big Trav, what's on your mind, man? Because you've been posting a lot the last few days, man. What's on your mind?
Oh, man. What ain't on my mind, man? You got people over here. I mean, you know, I just dogs is a delicacy over there in Asia. But, man, I love my animals. My favorite animal is a dog as far as, like, domesticated animals is concerned. And when I see people eating dogs and boiling dogs and chopping up dogs, that just hurts my heart, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'll put that out there just to, you know, see what's up. If any of y'all ever tried dog, call me. Let us know how it tastes. Does it taste like chicken? What? You know? Why is that a delicacy out in Asia? Why come I don't like to go to Chinese? All I do when I go to Chinese food, I order everything shrimp because they can't imitate no damn shrimp. They can imitate chicken. They can imitate beef. They can imitate whatever else, but they can't imitate no damn shrimp. You know? So, yeah, everything I get, shrimp fried rice, shrimp dip, shrimp sweet and sour, shrimp, yep, because you never know. You might be getting some sweet and sour rat or something, man. You never know what you're getting. So, yeah, just FYI, that's a PSA. Also, I put a little PSA video up of texting while driving, and I'm guilty of that. And from now on, I'm pulling over to make a phone call. I'm pulling over to text, whether it's a long text or a short text. I'm pulling over. Ain't no need to be texting while you're driving. And I see people doing it all the damn time. And they be swerving off the road and the whole nine. And I've almost had an accident texting while driving. So please, people, don't text and drive. And the one about the lady getting 6 years for sending her son to a public school out of, I guess, out of town or whatever, she was just trying to send him to a better school than what he was going to. And she gets 6 years in jail. That's not right. That was on Big Trav's mind tonight.
No, we actually discussed that on the show one time about the woman who did that. It's the same woman.
Oh, okay.
I'm at a loss with the state. Indiana.
It was my understanding on that story that that lady was actually homeless. So how are they determining what zip code or what school she was actually zoned for? From what I read today, if that's what they're
it was saying that she was actually homeless.
Wow.
So how could you make a determination on what school she would be zoned for if she don't have a permanent address?
You know what? That's nonsense, though, just giving her 6 years, period, because they got people that doing drugs and all kinds of other crap, abusing their kids and stuff, and they ain't getting no damn 6 years. So this is what my understanding is, that that's some stupid, foolishness and fuckery.
I'm sorry. Deacon, he said he on the line, 404. You see a 404 number?
Let me double check here on the line.
He said, I hear somebody talking about a dog.
tell him to press the number one so I see him pop up on the switchboard, because I'm not seeing a 404
Nikki.
Number.
Nikki, if you on the line, press the number one. Monte, if you on the line, press the number one so y'all can come on in to the GOP studio. Hold on, y'all.
She's like, hold on, y'all. But you know what, Big Trav? The thing is, that woman wasn't the first time the woman had done that. And this is the first time I heard she was homeless. But I think one of the main reasons they got her, because this wasn't the first time she had done it. But even still, if a mother is trying to...
That's not right, bro.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's not right. If a mother is trying to get her kid to a better school, then she should be allowed to do so. I know here in California and in Nevada, there are things in place where you can send your kid to whatever school you want to send them to. But her going to jail... It's definitely not fair, and definitely one of those things that should that's a crock of shit. I don't know why she's serving time when all she did was want her kids to go to a better school.
Exactly.
That's what I. Oh, there we go. All right, that must be Nikki on the line, right, Miss K? Nikki, are you on the line?
Yeah, it is me.
Hey, Nikki, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm fantastic. I am fantastic. We've been anticipating your call, because we really want to know. We really want to know about this phenomenon. And you as a gay man, you deal with it all the time, right?
That's correct.
So, let's see. I don't even know. You know what? I'm gonna let one of the ladies start with their questions, because I have to get my thoughts organized here.
Okay, that's cool.
Where ladies at? They gone?
Oh, there go Miss K. Miss K dropped off for a second. There go Miss K. You back with us, Ms. K?
Yeah.
There you go. All right, now.
I'm here.
I'm gonna go ahead and let you start, Ms. K, with the questioning.
Is this Nikki?
Yeah, it is Nikki.
Okay, what's going on? This is Ms.
Not
K.
Much.
All right, so we're gonna start the conversation about the DL. That's what it's about. And we really want to be enlightened, to bring some awareness to the lifestyle, and so people can be, you know, more open and willing to come out of the closet with this lifestyle. So can you give us some insight about it and why people choose to, you know, live this lifestyle versus coming out? Hello?
Nikki?
Is he there?
He dropped off. But we do have Monte. Monte, I believe, is on the line. Monte, you on the line with us?
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, I'm right here.
It's me, Mickey. I don't know what happened. But
who
look.
Was that, who was that?
Huh?
Who was that?
It's me, Mickey.
Oh, okay. This is Miss K. Deacon Boss is on the line. We got Diva and we got Big Trav. So we started the conversation about the DL phenomenon. So we wanted to know if you could bring some awareness, you know, about the lifestyle and why people choose to live this lifestyle versus coming out and being openly gay. Because you're an openly gay man, you know what I'm saying, here in Atlanta. So you experience, I've seen it firsthand. So you you already know. So what that's about? Can you expound on that for us?
Well, yeah, a lot of people are on the down low because I feel like they're afraid of what other people think. You know, like even if we're at work, they don't want people to know they're gay because what they're going to say to them, or they're kind of cautious of what they wear because they don't want people to think they're gay. And it's a lot of niggas out here that have females, but they're still sleeping around with men. I'm not sure. Well, y'all probably won't know because y'all not gay. There's several applications out there like Jack, BGC, like social media websites, how y'all get girls on other websites, same as guys. Guys go to different websites to hook up with guys. And if you go on the website, you'll see like, oh, my name is such and such, I'm on the down low. They won't have a picture, but whenever you start talking to them or texting them, that's when they'll see your picture, be like, oh, I got a girlfriend, so we got to keep it on the low. You can't be hitting me up like that. So a lot of it's just what society is thinking about them. So that's how I feel.
Okay. And so with that being said, because you put me on. You know you put me on. You let me know. You know you put me on. So, you know, with that being said, can you tell us women, you know, some of the things to look for in a person who might be living this lifestyle and they may be in a relationship with, or they may be, you know, interacting with? Because, you know, you hooked your girl up.
Well, ladies, this is what you do. So if you with your man, y'all laying down, put your head on his chest next to his heart and be like, baby, what's your jack name? And if his heart start beating fast, that nigga is gay.
Oh, wow.
That nigga is gay.
What's his jack name? Like J-A-C-K?
Gay, girl, gay. He's gay. He fucking niggas in the ass. Or even if he's another, to tell if a nigga is gay, if he's 40 years old, ain't got no kids, ain't got no girlfriend, all he got is a dog, that nigga is gay too. It's Atlanta. Everybody is suspect until proven guilty, you are gay. Well, I'm sorry, until proven innocent, you're gay.
Yes.
And
so
everybody
do, you,
gay.
Do you like being in relationships with guys that are on, that have, are on the down low, or are you repulsed by that, or is that something, your preference? Can you tell us a little bit about, I mean, how you get down when they come at you on the down low?
I mean, if a person is on the down low, I wouldn't prefer dating them because I like to go out. I like to eat. I like to shop. I don't need no nigga to be like, oh, well, you can't come. Like, what's that about? So I don't prefer anyone on the down low, but as far as, y'all might want to close y'all ears if y'all mean, but as far as sick, y'all little niggas got some good dirt. Other than that, I can't really fuck with them like that. Keep it somewhere else.
So down low can mean a lot of things, though. Down low can mean, when you're saying down low, you can mean a man is on the down low when they just basically don't want anyone to know that they're gay. It's not necessarily mean that they're actively in a relationship with a female, right? Is that
right?
See, I was all wrong about it. My mind was when I hear down low, I automatically associated with deception. This man is married, he got a girl, he got a family, and he engaging in sex with a man. So
I mean, it's something like that too. But
it's a lot,
yeah,
like
it's
that.
All of them.
So how often do you get approached? Because let me tell y'all, Nikki is handsome. If the brother wasn't gay, you know, I would have to get some from Nikki. He looks good. Okay. But how often do you get approached from people
who are on the down low. Because, I mean, you know how you put me off. So how often do you get approached, and what do the signs look like for somebody who is on the DL?
I mean, it's normally not that often because you know how I am. Okay, I mean, they're not really going to post me. I'm too out there. But it's either, like, on Facebook, like, they'll send you a little message trying to be, like, just trying to slick talk you to figure out if you're gay or if you're going to tell somebody.
Or
even if you're at a house party and they try to talk, like, oh, let's smoke. Then you end up smoking and smoking turn into you-know-what. Just stuff like that. Or even on, like, application, like, the little sex applications that they got out called Jack or social media websites. Just things like that. That's how they basically approach other dudes. But as far as me, I'm not hit on that often by DL. I really don't play like that.
I got a question for you real quick. Do you go after straight men? I just wanted to know that because a lot of straight men are scared to, like, go out to gay clubs. And they always, oh, as long as you don't get at me, I'm cool. And I'm like, dude, they ain't even looking at you like that because they see you holding hands with a woman. They know you want a woman. They want a dude that want a dude. So that's my question for you.
I mean, if you're a straight guy in a gay club, you're gay.
Wait, hold on. What did you just say?
If you're a straight guy in a gay club, you're gay.
Why
are you
not,
in all?
Not necessarily because, you know, I went to a gay club before, and I'm not gay. I'm straight heterosexual, bruh. Real talk. I'm strictly clickly, me. But, you know, I went just to see what it was all about. You know, with
did
my
you go to an all
gay
male
friend.
Gay club or a female gay club?
No, I went to a mixture. It was a mixture. And I used to also bounce at a couple of mixture
well,
gay
different.
Clubs, too.
If
yeah.
you work there, but if you're there mm-hmm. for pleasure and you ain't got no girlfriend, I mean, you gay.
Mm.
Oh, so you saying if you go along.
Are you curious? One or the other?
Mm.
And there's
what? Like, not curious.
Welcome to Atlanta.
There's a lot of guys that's curious. Believe that, because I'll be telling dudes on Facebook, don't be poking me, man, because I don't play that. I poke women, not dudes, and that's just me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know whether it's a friendly gesture or not. I'm not. You know, even if a dude name is, like, Delicious or something, what I'm going to look like calling some dude Delicious? You know, I mean, real talk.
Right. So,
but like I said, to each their own, though. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to be gay,
right.
be all the way gay. Don't be no half-stepping. Don't be no down-low dude. Come out. Do what you need to do and be true to yourself. I know you might think of what family, religious folks, whatever, going to think of you. You know what? If you got to do it, please do it, bro. Don't sit there trying to be with somebody and acting like you're not. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Just
flex,
So, Nikki, real quick. Someone who quote-unquote, DL, would you just consider them gay, straight up and down, or bisexual?
So, say it again.
If someone is on the DL, right, that claims they're on the DL, would you just straight up think that they're gay, or would you think that they're bisexual?
It's a pink pussy port, girl. It's a pink pussy port.
Oh, I was
just
about to say, I'm not in the lifestyle. I'm not even naked. I can answer that. If you're poking ass, you're
right.
gay. Let's just keep it what, let's call it what it is. If we're going to talk about it and keep it real. I know that's what I'm saying, but I'm just saying, because, well, there's some people who don't classify themselves like that. That's on the DL, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just kind of struggling with why is it that they don't call themselves? Have they not come to terms with that yet?
Yeah, that's something you gotta ask them. I don't know.
There's something who's claiming that they're not gay, they're bisexual, but they're on the DL to hide it. So what y'all are saying, basically, is if you poke ass, you gay. Period, in the story.
Right.
Well, what else would you be? What else would you
be? You can be gay and bisexual.
What about
bisexual?
That's what I was going to say, bisexual. Yeah.
That's the bullshit, and we need to stop it now. We got to stop it today. Today we will. That's that bullshit at its finest. And I'm not going for it. No, we're not going to do that. That they're gay. Let's that's it. You might not want to own it right now. You might not be ready, but your ass is gay.
Right.
That's the same to me. I feel that same way. And y'all think I'm saying that because it's a man, but I would tell a woman the same thing. I feel like, I just feel like that's what you are. You're gay and you just need to own it. Maybe you're not ready to say that. I'm not ready to say that I'm gay yet. Say that. I can work with you on that. But I can't work with the denial.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that.
Maybe the person ain't a denial, though. Maybe they like to taste the nut, and maybe they like to taste the, you know, pussy. No, real talk.
Yeah, we get a little raunchy.
This
grown folks talking. Uh-huh. I told you.
So,
interesting.
So, Diva, there's no such thing as bisexual in your book. You either gay or you not.
Y'all know how I feel about the bisexual. Y'all know how I feel about the bisexuals. I love the gays. But I have an issue with the bisexuals because I just feel like you being greedy. Goddamn, pick a side. Let's get it
right.
Pick a side and let's move forward. If you're gay, walk in that truth, own it, and let's move forward. But don't be greedy. You're being greedy. You want everything.
You feel the same way, Nikki?
Yeah, exactly. Greedy ass nigga.
with you being gay and everything, do you have the same? Well, I know, but do you have the same issues that you have in a relationship with, like, just a man-woman relationship? Y'all deal with some of the same shit, right?
I mean, a nigga is still a nigga at the end of the day. He's still fucking other niggas. He's still fucking other bitches. That nigga still lying. He's still using you for your money. So a nigga is still a nigga at the end of the day. So we dealing with the same shit that bitches dealing with every day.
Mm-hmm. All the way.
So on top of those issues, Nikki, that you just outlined, on top of those issues, just think for a woman that's now you got to deal with a man that's not on the line about the regular shit they lie about, but you're lying about laying with another man on top of all that other stuff. I mean, it's just too much. It's too much.
Right.
It's too much. And we need to start a movement. Y'all got to come out. We got to start embracing these gay people so they can come out and be comfortable in their own skin because they're endangering the lives of other people. Your pimping, just mm-hmm. as you pimping in Atlanta or you pimping in New York, pimping goes around the world because we sleeping with all the people you slept with and they slept with and they slept with. It affects me. Right. Pimping goes all the way around the world, and we got to stop it with the lies and the greediness.
My thing is, I think it's easier to come out in today's day and age than it was back in, like, in our time, because, you know, I'm 40-some years old, and back in the day, you was considered a punk and a sissy if you was to come out like that, you know. But nowadays, it's more easier for people to accept, because you see it all over television and movies and everything now. It's not like,
right.
it's two men kissing. Oh, you see that all the time. I see that walking down the street now, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
mm-hmm.
it's not like it was taboo back during our time, you know?
Yeah.
I don't really think necessarily that is easier today for people to come out than it was back in the day. I really don't feel like it's easier. I just feel like we got to start somewhere. You know what I'm saying? We got to start somewhere. We got to start assessing people for who they are. And once we start getting that across, that people will be comfortable with being who they are. Once you're comfortable with who you are, you don't mind walking in your truth, whether that's you being gay, whether that's you being a bitch, whatever you are, you walk in that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I don't know.
Get it, Diva.
I'm bothered, y'all. I'm so
bothered. Be bothered, okay? Yes, this is an interesting dynamic out here in the A, because there's a large population of people who are homosexual. And so you don't really know out here if they are on the up and up
you know what I'm saying, when they try to holler at you. So you really have to be mindful and of the people who you talk to, and it's really a struggle. Because, I mean, I know when I met Nikki, I was like, Nikki, is it that one gay? Like,
but, you know? No, it's not just the ATL. It's like that here in the Bay Area, too. You know, we got San Francisco right across the water. So, you know, I mean, that's gay capital. And brothers from down low, brothers from Oakland, be hitting that up all day, you know. So I mean, it's real talk. I mean, you get that New York, because you got Queens and all that too down there. I forget the name of the gay little community over there in New York, but same thing. It's all over the place, you know. It's not just the Atlanta, but Atlanta, boy, I've seen some photos from Atlanta. I've been like, whoa.
Nikki, tell them about Bulldogs, yeah. Nikki.
Don't be exposing us like that.
Oh, okay. I'm supposed to go, but I still ain't made it out there yet. I'm afraid to go. I told Nikki I'd go to the club with her. But I'm afraid to go because I might see somebody up in there that I ain't supposed to see, and I ain't ready for all that yet.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot going on out here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I was
you're not nosy enough for me because I would be at every club they got because I wouldn't know who the hell up in there. we didn't cross paths at all. So you got to get nosy on there.
I guess so. But you know, but Nikki be fly though, y'all. He be fly, so he be getting, he be pulling them. So I be like,
yeah, find me a good man.
Okay, well, put it out there. Put your Instagram out there. They'll hit you up.
Nikki, not Nick, everyone. Nikki, not Nick. Please be tall and dark
skinned.
And
he
not,
like
DL and not on the DL.
There you go. So do you initially find out if you're dealing with somebody on the DL? Do they say it? Or you know,
yeah.
How do you, they
They'll
tell
let
you
know.
That?
I mean, a DL nigga, we're like side chick. They'll be like, oh, I got a girlfriend, don't hit me up. So they'll let you know in advance.
Mm.
Like, don't contact me.
What?
Well, see, that would just piss me off whether I was a down low or gay or straight or whatever. That just seems like you ain't important enough to be the main chick. That would just piss me off when they say that. That would make me not call your ass.
It just depends on what you're after. If you're after the sex, then you ain't going to get too mad because, I mean, you get what you get. But if you're trying to get in a relationship with somebody, then, yeah, you'll be bad. But if you just want to dig, girl, ain't no need to be bad.
I heard that.
So do you think, okay, if you have a instance where you just want the dick per se, do you ever think past the dick? Do you ever think past what you get when he go home? Do you ever think past that to the woman that he's going home to or whatever the case? What are your thoughts about her?
Not me per se. I don't do that. I'm classy.
Oh.
But these other gay male out, I don't know. I don't do that. But I'm just saying for them and not for me, if they're just thinking about the dick, they're not going to care if they call sex that. A lot of gay males just want sex. Sex and that's it. They don't want relationships. But as far as me, I want relationships. So
and you know what? That's what I had a question about, too, for you. That's what it seems like. Like they sleep, you sleep with everybody, and it's like, you know, that's what it's pushing. Gay society is putting out there. But I see a lot of gay men, you know, wanting to get married up, you know, and wifed up, you know, or groomed up or whatever you want to call it. And a lot of gay couples, not just men, gay couples, period, lesbian and women and men want to get married. Gay women and men want to get married in today's day and age, and not just sleep around. What's up with that?
I mean, I'm looking for my husband. I'm trying to have a wedding. I don't know about the rest of these hoes.
Okay.
They trying to fuck.
Okay.
I mean, I was in a relationship with somebody for 2 years, and he was fucking with some side bitch. So
I mean, I'm trying to look for a long-term relationship. I'm not trying to fuck around. I'm trying to look for a boyfriend, a husband. So, as far as, I mean, 79.9% of these people in Atlanta, all they want is a gig. The rest of us, we trying to find somebody. But we got these hoes on the side that keep fucking these niggas. That's why we can't get fans. And that's crazy.
Well, we got the same issue, boo.
Now, are there DL brothers who actually want a relationship? They want to live a double life. Do you see a lot of that out in Atlanta?
No, DL men just want. I mean, they just want the booty, the boy booty, not the girl booty, the boy booty.
Uh oh, man.
They just want some booty.
I had fun at work with him, y'all. Y'all can imagine. We used to crack
it
up.
Oh, I've been cracking up all damn day.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Nikki. I'm sorry.
But, yeah, that's how they get. They just want the booty. They just want the sex.
That is interesting. That's scary, though, on both sides of the equation, because you never know with them messing around with a female, they could contract them and bring it to y'all or vice versa. Do y'all ever risk, do you be concerned with that?
I mean, you always need to protect yourself. So at the end of the day, if you don't protect yourself, then that's on you.
Right.
But as far as, I don't know, just wrap it up. That's all I can say.
Okay.
Wrap it up and be honest. That's where it seems where we're going with it is you have to be honest with yourself about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't say hey, I'm with my girl, because I like your little analogy. Ask your dude what his jag name is, and see what his heart does when you ask him. That's funny as hell to me.
What is that, Nikki? What is it?
Is it Jazz or
Jack?
What is the
soccer Jack? J-A-C-K-D. So if you see his iPhone, if you see a red icon with a lot of bubbles on it and it say Jack, he's gay. I mean, he's looking for niggas. He has a gay application on his phone. Y'all Google it. Y'all find it. Jack.
J-A-C-K.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote it down.
J-A-C-K-D. Jack.
Okay. Did you say you wrote it down, Diva?
I absolutely wrote it down.
Did you say you wrote it down, Diva?
Oh, y'all know what y'all can do. When you on Jack, it'll show all the people in your area. Like, if Kay is sitting next to you, it'll be like 0.00 miles. So whenever you're in the room, ladies, y'all need to download this app, put it on your phone, and then just open up the app, and you can see all the gay boys in the room.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to okay. Wow.
You're sitting at McDonald's with your Wi-Fi on, talking about, hey, boo.
Wow. So that's just the site that they sign up and say they gay?
I mean, the walk app up. Is to find niggas. It's like a date site.
See, you see that .00 mile, you walk up and say, bye, Felicia.
For the DL.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that. I would have had you download that shit on my phone, though, for real.
See, that's like me and my big women applications.
Like
I got that, too.
Contact area. You might need to go ahead and download Jack tonight. It sounds like you in a high contact area.
Girl,
you
it's no good out here.
And get off the phone early and download Jack.
It's no joke out here.
Be like that hot neighbor you've been looking at, Miss K. Aw, suck it, duck it.
Wow. Well, Nikki, we got to do lunch. You already know.
All right, girl.
I'm going to hand you my phone. Go on, handle that. What? I was not knowing.
It'd be like you're working out and your personal trainer. What?
Oh.
interesting.
Okay. Well, I'm at a loss for words on that one. Anybody else got something to say? Deacon?
I'm learning. I'm speechless, actually. I'm thinking DL is just like, I actually thought it wasn't as big as people thought it was. You know, I knew it was around. I mean, I grew up in San Francisco, so there was a lot of it there, but I never really thought it was a big issue. I mean, we think about the, because whenever you hear about it, we always hear about the disease side of it, but we never hear about it destroying families or things like that. Now, Nikki, when you run into a DL brother, do you try to expose him in front of people, or do you just say, I don't want to fuck with you?
No, you don't expose nobody like that. You just leave him alone.
Yeah.
I ain't that messy.
What?
Be on Jerry Springer.
Interesting. You done lost me with that one, Nikki. I usually take me this long to circle back, but you done lost me tonight. Wow. Okay. Interesting. So, like you said, out here in the A, it's real. There's a lot on the DL out here in Atlanta, isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So we need to pay attention because you know our other co-host who was gonna come on with us, Gabriella, she couldn't make it. So that's a he. It's a he. But
he see girl.
Okay, and Gabriella could come on, but Gabriella had broke some stuff down to me that they had these parties and stuff, you know what I'm saying, and that it's all these DL men that come to these warehouses and shit. Is that real?
Is Gabriella a transgender?
No.
Okay.
He almost there.
Okay. Because, you know, a lot of dudes, that's how a lot of dudes be getting caught up in the DL, too. With the transgenders.
Gabriella is not a transgender.
It's a lot of transgenders out there that won't tell them that they're not a woman.
Exactly.
So,
and that's how you get beat up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, just be truthful. There got dudes that like that. You know, just be truthful. You ain't got to be hiding secrets. You know, just say, hey, I'm a trans. You know, one of my boys, he got caught up with a transgender when we was bouncing, and he actually liked it and kept being there. And so I was like, oh, okay. I said, you know, that's a dude, right? Oh, yeah, I know. I was like, oh, okay. That's not, and I'd be like, come it, that's not none of my business, and sip on my tea.
That's nasty.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm at a loss with that one because why would you like men who dress like women? Why don't you just like women?
It ain't even about women. It's men that got titties for dicks too, girl. They got both.
Okay, that's what I wanted to talk about too. What's up with that?
I don't know. Shit.
Okay. You just like regular guys, right? You not into the tranny situation.
Okay.
That's
shit.
A woman you talking to over there.
And so that's a lot
that's
of times. A lot of times these guys, they say they're gay, but actually they want to be a woman. And then they get the tits, but they still have the penis or whatever. But then they get the surgery down there. Do you consider that just a woman then and not a transgender?
I mean, if they still have their penis, they're still a man. But if they chop it off and get something else, I feel like they're a woman.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Because they trying to change the laws about them going to use the women's bathrooms and this and that and blah, blah, blah. They got a big thing about that going on right now about the laws with them using the bathroom where women go in and they, you know, used to be a man.
Yeah, to each his own.
Absolutely. Well, it has been fabulous with you on the show, because you show game me up on another level tonight, as always. So, as always. But like I was saying a little earlier with Gabriella telling me about, you know, these secret parties and stuff, is that real?
I don't know. I'm not really into that lifestyle, so you might want to call Gabriella. But I heard about that, but I never really seen one in person.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you ain't about that life.
I heard those parts exist. Yeah, I think they do too. I heard about it. A lot of my friends been telling me about it.
Okay. So, you know, do you have any other words for wisdom for us tonight before we circle back?
What can I say? Ladies, to figure out if your man is gay, if he start eating your booty hole, he's just a gay man.
You think
if that nigga start eating your booty hole, or if he want to stick his ding-a-ling in your booty hole, come on with him.
Oh, so you open up a whole new can of worms with that one.
I just want to say, you're doing too much now, because I really got to go in my Rolodex and be like, well, shit.
Okay.
Well, I'm just going to go on record for all of us and say, I don't think this show going the way we thought it was going to go. We thought we were going to be in control. We thought we were going to have all these questions. We were ready for, I really don't know. But we're speechless now.
Yes.
And when you can render us speechless, you've done work.
Right. Yes. Whew. Absolutely.
Let's go back to the speechless. So if a man like you don't sex with a woman, he gay.
And look at him. We think about all the bitches he just sweat that booty. You know, like, when she's thinking I'm gay. Woo.
Got me rethinking anal sex and shit. Like, is that something I want to do?
I mean, if you want anal sex, you can fuck a boy in the ass. Why you want to fuck a girl in the ass?
What you mean? Nikki?
Hold on now.
Yeah, what you mean? That's the beautiful women out here.
Ain't got no faith. If he want to fuck you in the ass, he can fuck a boy in the ass. If he like ass, something is wrong.
Not really.
He's going to eat your ass and fuck you. All right. Y'all keep on thinking.
I disagree with that.
You like ass?
Oh, yeah. But only from a female. I don't crave dudes like that. When you said that, I was like, oh, nah, man, nah. I think I throw up in my mouth a little bit trying to picture that shit. No.
Mm-mm. Oh, my God. I don't
even
know what to say.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cause I like
we gave out the number. We don't know if we got people listening. We don't know if they want to comment. We just assuming they're just as speechless as we are.
No, we got people listening. We got folks listening. If you want to join up.
Y'all ain't gave out no number. Y'all ain't said press one. Holler at your girl. None of that stuff went on today.
We had somebody who pressed one, though. We do got somebody on the line. Let me see if I can get them on the line here. Let me see who it is. Oh, 216.
You need a break.
Hold on. Let me get it here. In the 216 area code, you on the air. What you have to say?
You there?
Yeah, we're here.
Yes, we're here.
Hi. I got a question. My name is Jerry. Is it possible to be down low and not know it?
Oh.
I wanted to ask
Jerry.
That.
If you have to ask that question, you're gay, sweetheart. I mean, well, you're on the down low. If you don't know, I don't get the question. If you're on the...
Okay.
I'm confused.
Here's the deal. It sounds like we have a couple dare I say, experts on the phone, maybe. But okay, I'm a guy who everyone says is gay, but I'm not. All right. I'm a guy who, growing up in church, when I was felt up a girl in the basement, youth pastor came up. He didn't reprimand me. He said, "Well, at least it was a girl." I'm a guy who, in the shower at college, didn't realize, you know, the guy starts talking to me. We're naked, crossing to each other. We're just having a conversation. I see nothing wrong with it. I tell my buddies about it. They're like, "Dude, you're gay." I'm like, "No, I'm not. We're just talking. We're just having fun. Yeah, we're naked. So what?" You know, and, you know, I'm
a
guy
who... Did
you look
at his penis?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's... We're naked. I mean, you see stuff. What's the big freaking deal? So...
Are you turned on by a man? Does it do that for you? When you see a man or when you watch porn, are you watching homosexual porn or are you watching straight porn?
Not guys together.
So you had to think about it?
But no, when you said, okay.
And then you're stuttering too, dog. I'm gonna say you're stuttering. You sound to me like you and I'm just saying.
When you said gay porn, the girls, not the guys, is kind of where I was kind of trying to draw the line.
So you would watch lesbians and get turned on, but not necessarily turned on by a man-on-man action, which is
right. Yeah, the guys, it just doesn't know. I can't do it, you know. But just a lot of things. I mean, pedicures are some of my favorite things to get. I got a pet egg, you know, because it's freaking awesome. And I do it myself, you know, and so it just saves money and it does a great job. Now you mentioned eating.
Why do people call you gay?
Because I'm free. You know, I was in a group, Facebook group, and a gay guy was saying, "Hey, you know, what's up?" And I'm making jokes. I said I'd be in the shower, you know, with a million bars of soap on the floor, and I'd pick them all up right in front of him. I wouldn't care. Big deal. You know, so I don't.
What are you doing in the gay group, though, on Facebook?
It's just a group. It was just a group.
Okay.
But, you know, me and the gay guy, We trip out. It's awesome. It's fun. You know, but I'm just free. I'm free.
So do you just like the attention from the gay men? Is that what you're saying? Because some people are just attention whores.
Mm-hmm. I might be a whore, but not for the attention from gay guys.
Not
I'm just very open. I'm very open. I was raised by my mother. That might have something to do with it. Of course, when we were growing up, nobody was gay. They just had a whole lot of sisters is what we used to say. So I was raised by my mother. So I just wanted to ask the experts in the house, is it possible that I don't know I'm gay?
I think you just need the right type of boy to turn you out. Are you in Atlanta?
I will be in about 3 weeks. As a matter of fact, I
will
be down there for my birthday in 3 weeks.
Wait, I'll be quiet. You'll be here in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
For what?
For my birthday.
You know what's in 3 weeks is gay pride. You're gay.
You know what? I showed up in Atlanta last July. No joke. I was working in New Orleans. I came I went to Atlanta to visit a friend. I just took her son down to the park, and guess what the heck is going on in the park? And I didn't know gay pride.
It's gay pride
and
in 3 weeks.
So, and it's actually the 4th. I'll be there like the 4th, the weekend of the 4th, I guess Labor Day or whatever. So.
Oh.
Okay, well, we're going to take y'all off the air. Y'all two going to exchange numbers. And real talk, because y'all need to meet up, bro. And Jerry, real talk, I really, and it's not putting you down or nothing. I think you're gay, bro. And you really, like he said, you need to just get turned out and do your thing. And that's just real talk.
Just leap on the guy. Just go for it. Just jump on the next guy you see. And see how that
you want to. Are you curious? Do you want to know what sex is like with a man?
I do not. I don't. But, you know, it's, and this is the weird thing. When I say I'm free, like,
it's an adult show, right? So I can say what I want to say.
Yeah.
I've never been turned off by the idea of a hermaphrodite. You know, if I were to, you know, find a girl who happened to have a thing, I'm like, man, I would suck the hell out of that dick because you're a girl.
Oh,
so, you know, it's, and I'm okay with that. You know, because you can't help. You know, you can't help how you're made. You know, it's just your, it's what fell out of you, but you're a girl, and I can deal with that. And I got one. I know what to do. That's okay with me.
How you know what to do?
So you will be okay. You will be okay with a transgender then, right, Jerry?
No.
No.
What? I said
no.
I said a hermie, not a transgender.
Okay. Okay.
Because you know it's kind of like the dice rolled in one direction and the other at the same time. But hey, you know, that's kind of the way it felt. In my head, that's okay. So
Nikki, expert. Expert on deck, Nikki, what is your interpretation of that?
Ding, 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 he's gay.
I'm going to have to go with that, too.
Right. Yeah. Sound like you might want
to.
The
expert
has spoken, sir. You're gay.
Wow. Okay. I guess it's official.
It's okay,
now.
Though. It's okay. That's what we're saying. It's okay.
I know that, Jerry. And I'm straight as they come, straight as a nail. But I ain't mad at you, bro. You know what? I'm proud of you, actually, because you're trying to find yourself, man. And don't let this church bigotry, because there's a lot of church bigotry going on about that. Don't let the church bigotry keep you down from being who you really are.
If that's what you are, absolutely.
You got to own it, Jerry.
Absolutely.
It's cool. I work it out, so I appreciate the encouragement.
All right. Yeah, thanks for calling, okay?
Keep hope alive.
We're going to put you back on hold so you can listen to the show.
Cool. Thanks a lot.
Anybody else on the line got something to say?
I hope. Y'all know
everybody's scared now.
What's the
they're all scared now. They're scared to go find out they're gay, too. They ain't calling in no more.
But that's keeping it real. That's keeping it real in 100, and that's what we do on this show. So,
absolutely.
You know, if y'all got these feelings or questions and stuff like that, call in. We going to handle it.
Yeah,
absolutely. We got the expert on deck.
Number is 424-258-9216. Just hit the number 1. If you already waiting on the line, if you're already on the line, listening through on your phone, just hit number 1 if you got something to say. You got it?
Yeah.
You got something to say, just hit the number 1, and we're going to get you on.
If any ladies out there got some questions that they want to throw at Nikki, you know.
Or they got a download story.
Suspect, holla at us. It's all in good fun. It's entertaining, and it's educating. So just don't be scared.
Oh, the line lighting up, y'all. Here we go. We got 702-612. 702-612, you on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Are you
there? Yeah,
we're here. I just want to say, the guy who just called in, for one, he's here because he must be gay if he called in on a gay show. Like, everything that he said confirms gated, and I don't get how he needs us to say, yes, you're fucking gay.
That's
I
real.
Don't think
See,
it was that. I think it's more about acceptance. A lot of people are not, they don't feel accepted when they own or associate themselves with gay or say that they're gay, and I think that was his way of trying to fill it out and, like Trav said, find himself because from what he explained, he living gay. He gay.
And what's troubling is
push him out.
He's probably married, too.
Mm.
We didn't even ask that because he did say something about the DL, didn't he?
Yep.
Wow.
Honey.
Jerry, if you're still listening, we need you to call back in because you forgot to even ask, but he did say that.
And like, is he asking his wife to do the finger in the booty? Like, what's going on? Like,
should I bring Jerry back on the line?
Yes.
I want to say this, though. I have had a man that wasn't repulsed by that. Because, you know, I always try it. Because I was told, y'all know some of my closest friends are gay. And they always say, if a man lets you finagle around that area, he could possibly be suspect. Keep your eyes open. So that's always been my kind of like little check when I wasn't 100% sure that the man was on the up and up. I would try that to try to see if I could mess with you and violate you a little bit, and if you would be okay with it. So I don't know.
Yeah.
Why,
and I
why
also had an instance where my ex was in college, and he joined the fraternity, the Alphas, and I kind of think that they turned him out. Like, he
Ooh.
Turned out, I think, he gay.
Ooh.
Noah Caller, thanks a lot for calling in. We're going to get Jerry back on the line, but we got another caller. Hold on 1 second, caller. I'm going to get you back on hold, okay?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Hold on, y'all. I'm trying to get this together now.
Well, yeah, before we get off the air, I just wanted to say RIP Robin Williams, man, and I hope he didn't go out with the suicide. I mean, a lot of things is looking towards the suicide, but RIP Robin Williams, man.
Absolutely.
Right on. Yeah, right on about that. Yeah. RIP to Robin. Oh, we have a caller from the 619. 619, you on the line.
Hey, guys. What's happening, team?
Hey, what's going on?
It's Chris Clark. I'm calling for my main man, Big Trav. I haven't called
at
him in a while. How are you guys?
Yeah, we got that football going on. We need you back on the show, bruh.
Yeah, I just called. Is Deacon on the line tonight or no?
I'm here.
Yeah. I called in to bring up this whole crisis about the water in Nevada just about being out, less than 1,000 feet of water left before Nevada's a wrap. And then you ran into our man Jerry, who you didn't ask if he was married. You didn't ask how old the dude was, I don't think. Man, you guys are straight mixing things up tonight.
They got us pushing tonight.
We're gonna get Jerry back on the line.
Yeah. Do you have him back on?
I will in a second. He's still listening, so I'm gonna get him back on the line.
All right. Well, here's what I would say. Here's what I would say to Jerry. First of all, like Trav said, the most important thing about all of this is you need to be true to yourself and try to be yourself. And in the whole scope of a lifetime, just because you did something when you're 15 doesn't mean it's the same thing you do at 30 or 45 or 60 years old. Everybody's changing and evolving. The main thing is, are you happy with who you are? And if you can answer that question, then typically you'll gain a lot more acceptance from the rest of the people in the world because they'll see that in you. That's all I would say to Jerry.
Very good. Very all right,
Chris.
Good.
All right, thanks a lot for listening, Chris. We're going to get you back on hold so we can get Jerry back on the line. Hold
yeah,
on.
Please. Let's get right down to it. Good luck, everybody.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
You got it.
Jerry, are you with us?
I'm here.
Hey, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Jerry.
Hello.
What's going on?
Okay, I'm back. You know what's funny? Funny thing is, y'all can hear me, right? Yeah. Okay, funny thing is, I was on a radio show 2 days ago, 3 days ago, and they wanted me to call in to defend my position. And the topic of the show was, they called it pegging, which, you know, I didn't know it had a name. But apparently, you know, pegging is, you know, going in that back door.
Yeah, I know what pegging is.
Well, okay. And I said, you know, there's nothing wrong with the finger doing it and maybe a little other action going on, but it doesn't make you gay. So,
what's the other action, boo?
What's the other action?
Well, okay. Okay, look. In my opinion, it's God's will that the man's anus be penetrated. And I'll tell you why.
Nikki?
The reason I say that is because he put a pleasure center in there somewhere. And if he didn't want it touched, he wouldn't have put it there. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get an amen? So, it's okay to go there. Now, my position is if a woman does it, okay, it's heterosexual. If a man does it, it's either you're a doctor or you're gay. Or you might have had too much to drink. I don't know, whatever. But it doesn't automatically make you gay to go ahead and find your pleasure.
Jerry, do you eat ass?
Oh, I discovered it recently, and oh my God, yes, I do.
Jesus,
you like to eat ass? Oh,
okay. And let's get to the bottom of this. Are you with a woman now? Are you in a relationship? Are you married? What's going on, brother?
I'm married.
Oh,
you are.
Jerry, how old are you?
Upper 30s.
Okay.
So do you seek out men? I mean, do you seek out men actively or So you keep saying no. But everything else that you're saying behind it don't sound like that.
That's the problem.
Let me walk with you, Jerry. Let me walk with you a minute.
Okay.
So it sounds like us, and is that you're thinking about it and you're thinking about it hard. You're infatuated with it. You want to try it, but not. You just haven't quite had the opportunity yet. Is that what's going on? Because we need to know, because, see, the show actually was about download. And I was actually under the impression that I would get to interview someone like yourself. I had a list and everything, Jerry. This is your opportunity to make my dream come true, and you free yourself. Tell the truth. I get to ask some questions.
Tell the truth, because the devil is a lie.
It is, Jerry. The time is now.
Okay, here's the deal.
Okay.
Actively seeking, no. And my question initially was, is it possible to be and not know? Because, you know, sometimes the crowd ain't wrong.
Right.
Sometimes. But, you know, and most of the people who've been saying it to me, I've been, you know, they're all straight. So I'm like, you don't know because you're not there. You're just scared. So that's why I came to ask the brothers who know something. And what do you think? You know, is this, you know, yeah, the one brother was like, you know, if you eat ass, well, doggone it, yeah. he would say a lot of things, and I'm like, if you're saying it from that side, then I'm just curious. I'm not open to it. I don't like to see it, but sometimes when I think about it, it doesn't gross me out. But
go ahead, Jerry. I'm sorry.
No, that's it. That's all I got for now.
When you have these thoughts, have you discussed this with your wife, or is this something that you share with her? Or you said that you spoke with several people about it, but you mentioned them being your friends. So have you spoke with your spouse?
Oh no. It's not something that it's not a topic of discussion. It's really not. Honestly, it's not anything that's really been something that I'm like, well, doggone it, maybe I am. I've never been in my mind pushed over the fence that way. But you know, since childhood, everybody's been saying it, and they're still.
So you basically saying you haven't been pushed over the fence, but if I came behind you and pushed your ass over that fence. You ain't gonna try to jump back over, is what you think.
What I'm gonna do, I'm gonna grab you before you sit down and open your ass so you fall on it. I'm gonna grab you and open your ass and let it fall down on that. Anyway.
Oh, my Lord.
And see what happens. But so, okay, I appreciate, you know, you guys, you know, your views. I appreciate the guys who know.
Jerry, are you a church going man, Jerry?
have been all my life.
Because I see you in the Bible Belt, and you said you're from Louisiana, correct?
No, I was there temporarily.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, I'm from the Midwest.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
So let me ask you this. Like Diva was asking you, so if somebody pressed up on you like a Nikki who's openly gay, you wouldn't be opposed to that?
I would be.
Okay.
I really would. You know, I don't know. I would be. But all of my girlfriends call me their gay BFF. All of them.
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, because we sit and talk about everything from periods to news to them taking the ass. We talk about every single thing, and it's totally free, and I don't even care. But that's me. So maybe, in my mind, maybe I'm me, and that's it. And it starts and stops there. But,
so you think you're in touch with your feminine side a little more so than average man?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Double Dutch, hand games, Jack. Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. Nikki, so the question still remains, is it possible to be on the DL and not know?
No. He knows. He just don't want to admit it.
Okay.
Jerry, you said you were talking about pegging. You said you were on a radio show a couple of days ago, and you were talking about pegging. Have you ever had the experience with pegging?
I've never had. I just recently kind of came out the gates a little bit with some things, but not at this point. When I think about it, it's not something I'm, I want to do it, but, you know, if it goes that way one day, who knows?
Now, Jerry, he says you're not mad if a woman does these things to you. So if a woman put a strap on, that would be okay for you too, then, right?
Well, that's what pegging is.
I'm kindergarten. Let's start with a finger and maybe one of the little ones, just to see. But I ain't jumping up to no big nothing. No, I can't take all of
that. You gotta crawl before you walk, basically, is what he's saying, y'all.
So crawl before you walk.
He ain't true to it.
Does it sound like he headed in that direction? Is what it sounds like.
Well,
let's
find that G spot and see how we do, and then we can go from there.
Jerry sounds like a bottom.
Jerry, I can't with you today.
So, Jerry, what's your jack name?
I just found out about that, and that's kind of interesting. And thanks, Mickey, for letting me know about that. And you know, I would love to if I did go down to Atlanta. Yeah, I would. You know, Mickey seems like a pretty cool guy. Why not?
Taking the bulldog, Nikki.
All around the way.
And all five
ways
and the
Instagram. Nikki looking to get wiped up, okay? He said he wants to be wiped up, so he ain't about that life over there is what he said. So.
I said meet, not lick. I wouldn't mind meeting, you know, anybody. I'm cool with that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, holler at us when you come.
Uh-huh. All right, cool.
Holler at us when you come. But it's truly been a pleasure speaking to you. You have enlightened us. Well, I know me. So, enlightened us.
Well, thanks a lot, Nikki. Thanks a lot, Jerry. Nikki's still on the line.
They got Deacon Boss all messed up. He's normally in control of the show, keeping us in line. He don't know what to say.
All right. Thanks a lot. Y'all have a good night.
Thank you.
The show just went there tonight. The show went there tonight. You know, we running over, but I don't care. You know.
I don't care either. Let's keep it going. Let's keep the party going.
Anybody else on the line want to holler at GFT tonight? We stuck.
a little bit tonight. Y'all can join in and help us out a little bit. Okay? Just light up the board for Deacon Boss.
Yeah, light up the board. 424-258-9216 is the number. Hit the number one if you're already listening. If you got something to say about the subject or just anything, I know Christian was talking about the water in Vegas. I didn't know water in Vegas was getting low like that, you know. But, yeah, y'all definitely.
Water, we got a drought all over this United States right now, except for probably in the upper northwest. Pretty much everybody else is in. I know we in a drought over here in the Bay Area. We had a real bad drought. And, you know, a lot of people in the Midwest is in droughts and things like that because there hasn't been no rain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right,
yeah. So, yeah, definitely. Y'all want to talk to us, let us know because we definitely hear. And we are speechless. I mean, it takes a lot to get us.
Yeah, I'm hurt. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel disappointed in myself because it's just, y'all should see this list that I had. And
about what, Diva?
I just don't know. It just seemed like the conversation and just went a whole nother place. And even, I just wasn't ready for, I was ready where I thought I was, and I'm not. I'm just not ready. Like, I'm telling people to walk in your truth, be out, bope out, on everything, and then let me know. And then when they let me know, I'm like, huh? Like, really? Like, okay. So,
I know he's still listening. I know he's still listening. I know Jerry's listening. I think Jerry is just a trip to Atlanta away from being DL.
Nah. He'd be
train
all the way.
Yeah, he's gonna be a train. I bet he'll have a jack name by the end of the night.
Huh? Yeah, he said thanks for letting him know. He's signing up now.
Woo. Mm. It has truly been an interesting show, Nikki. I got to thank you for joining us in the GSQ studio tonight. Anybody else on the line got a comment? 424-258-9216. We had a loss for words. We would like y'all to join in the conversation this evening. Help us out a little bit. My goodness.
I was going to say, actually, we could hit that pillow talk ladder up right now or whatever.
Well, I was actually going to use your topic, Big Trav. You had mentioned earlier about having a crush on somebody and admitting having a crush on somebody.
Yeah.
If you have a crush on somebody, what does it ruin a relationship to tell them that?
You know, if they're a real friend, no, it's not. But I think sometimes if you're going to tell somebody like, hey, you know, I got a crush on you, and they're not feeling you the same way, they're going to not want to talk to you no more and this and that because they're not feeling you the same way as you felt them, you know?
Yeah. So I feel the same way. I don't think it ruins a relationship unless it gets weird, unless that person really wants to take that relationship to the next level and the other person doesn't. I actually think that you can tell somebody you have a crush on them and not ruin the relationship, but unless that person wants to take it to the next level, because, you know, it gets weird. Somebody wants to take it to the next level, but then somebody doesn't. So what do? You know, I think that's when it ruins the relationship. Now, in light of our show here, Nikki, have you ever had a crush on a straight guy and you let him know that? Is Nikki still with us?
Hello?
Hey, Nikki?
I'm here.
All right. Have you ever had a crush on a straight guy and let him know that you had a crush on him?
I hope he's not listening. Yeah, my best friend.
Oh, okay. And how did that go?
He didn't think I was serious, but I was serious. I mean, but he cool. He's not gay. But, I mean, yeah. I mean, he didn't. He was like, well, he was by a boy style. You know, mm-hmm. like the normal straight guy stuff. But basically, he wasn't tripping like that.
So it didn't ruin the relationship at all. Y'all still cool.
Yeah, he's still cool.
Okay. See, and that's what I'm getting at.
In my experience, I've had someone tell me they had a crush on me, and I didn't necessarily feel the same, but I didn't want them to feel weird. But I found that they start treating me differently, you know, when the feelings wasn't reciprocated. They started acting weird. They stopped talking to me. And I was still just like, okay, well, you know, why? If it's just a crush, you said it, okay, I wasn't mean about it, or whatever, I still want to hang out with you. You're still a cool person. But they kind of backed away from me because I'm thinking they couldn't, like, and it wasn't, I didn't feel a big rejection, but they started treating me weird.
Oh, that means they wanted to go to that next level.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I actually was on the opposite end. I've told people that I liked them and it wasn't reciprocated. And one particular situation, I had to remove myself because of what I was feeling. And I didn't know if I could get beyond that. You know, so I felt that was the best thing to do. But when I felt that I was beyond that, then we became cool. You know, so we just cool, you know. But it's hard. That's hard, dealing with that level of rejection when you have hopes and dreams and y'all cool, you know, and then, you know, it's not reciprocated. So I know from my standpoint, that's why I had to back up because it was what I was feeling. And it would just be uncomfortable. You know, then I would always
want
more.
Well, it made me uncomfortable. It really hurt my feelings because I thought this person was, like, really, really cool. I enjoyed hanging out with them. And it wasn't, I didn't think of them like that because y'all know how I am. I'm, like, blindsided and tunnel vision when I'm in a relationship. If I'm in a relationship, I try to, you know, keep it focused and that's what I'm doing. So
mm-hmm.
that was the issue, you know, and then when they start, like, acting funny, not taking my calls and stop asking me to do stuff and stop coming around, I was like, well, dang, that kind of hurt my
right.
feelings because I was enjoying the friendship, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right, right, right. Huh, never thought about it like that. Interesting.
Very. Huh. We have a... Now we definitely have a few minutes now before Blog Talk actually cuts us off. Most definitely, I'm gonna have Nikki say some parting words before we get to the last words. Go ahead, Nikki.
I mean, Atlanta, most of the men in Atlanta are gay, so be aware. That's all I can really say. This is the gay city, the gay capital.
Okay.
Otherwise?
Huh?
And you're gay until proven otherwise?
Exactly.
All right. And we're going to let... I think Miss Casey had a last word tonight.
Okay, well, I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight here in the GST studio. Y'all witnessed the miracle. We got stumped, but it's cool. We will have it together next week. And, you know, if that's your lifestyle, own it like Diva says, own walking your truth like she says, and be okay with yourself. It's okay, you know what I'm saying, to be gay, if that's what you choose to do for yourself. And with that being said, always protect yourself. And again, thank you for joining us here in GST, and we'll see you next week, same time, same place.
Good night, y'all.
Good night, my peoples.
gotta get a
pull your